Hello.
Good morning. My name is O. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I noticed on my bank statement, I called my bank and they told me that I might want to get in contact with you guys on the January the 5th. There was $49.97 out of my checking account, and then on the 5th, there was another $49.58 out of my checking account. Why are y'all taking that out of my checking account?
Yes, ma'am. So we're a third-party agency. We deal with many online vendors and products. In order to specify any possible service, I will need to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
75571.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Rebecca Stansfield.
All right, and can you provide me your shipping address, please?
205 Parker, Parker Street, apartment number 9, Omaha, Texas, 75571.
All right, thank you for that information. So I show on December the 31st, an order was placed for our neck massager. This, of course, soothes and helps overall aches and pains of your neck. So the only
Okay, yeah, I got that, but I thought it was free.
Yes, ma'am. It's free for the shipping and handling, which you pay, to receive the item. But also within the terms and conditions, it explained that by you placing the order, you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. And of course, being a member, you receive a $125 gift card every month, and you're billed every month for the membership in the amount of $49.97.
Oh Lord, can you please take? I live on Social Security income. I can't afford a whole lot. Can you just take me off of that completely?
Yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you, which will go in effect immediately. And in regards to the charge, as a courtesy, I can offer you a courtesy refund at 35%, and that will reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I guess I didn't read the fine print or didn't understand something because I have a very hard time understanding stuff.
Right. So here's what
I'm
I
sorry,
can.
I have to read this.
So here's what I can do, ma'am. I can offer a 50% refund, as a courtesy, and that'll reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to allow me just a moment to submit the cancellation and refund, and I'll be providing you with a confirmation in regards to that in just a moment, okay?
Okay, and this won't be taken out of my checking account anymore.
That's correct. With the cancellation, that goes in effect immediately.
Okay, hon.
All right. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled. Again, that means no charges from this point. That make sure you look out for that refund within the next few business days. And if you have a pen or pencil, I'll go ahead and provide you with a confirmation number for the cancellation.
Okay.
And let me know
I'm
when you're
ready.
ready. Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
ready.
The confirmation is going to be C as in cancel. Two
Did you
five.
say three? Oh, C as in council.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
258
258
683
683
490.
490. Okay.
And I repeat it to make sure you have it. C as in cancel, 258 683 490. So as a recap, those refund has been submitted. Make sure you look out for that within the next 3 business days. The account is canceled, and you have the confirmation for that as well.
Well, you said a partial refund or something?
Yes, ma'am. 50% is what I submitted, and that will arrive in an estimated time frame of 3 to 5 business days.
In my mail.
No, ma'am. It's going back to the same payment method, the card that was charged, and again, 9746.
I see. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, of course, ma'am, I'm happy to get everything rectified today, and we would like to thank you again for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.